Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Jesus Christ. Good morning. Today is May, the 1st of May, and it's a brand new day and a brand new month. My name is Sister Christine LeMay, and on behalf of Pastor Aubrey Gregory, I would like to welcome you to Global Time with Jesus Christ, where we come together every morning at 6 a.m., lifting up the name of Jesus, praising our God, and bringing our petition and our thanksgiving and praises unto Him. Again, my name is Sister Christine LeMay, and I welcome each and every one of you this morning to Global Time with Jesus Christ. I am very blessed this morning to have this opportunity to come together with you, to lift up the Lord, and to bring our petition to Him. First, I would like to open in prayer, asking God for His guidance and His Spirit to be present here with us. But I'd like to make sure that everyone is hearing my voice. Is everyone? Good morning. Is everyone hearing me?
Good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. I don't know if I was on mute. Or... Again, I would like to welcome everyone to Global Time with Jesus Christ. And my name is Sister Christine LeMay. On behalf of Pastor Aubrey Gregory, I would like to welcome you to Global Time with Jesus Christ. For the past few mornings, you have been hearing my voice, and that is because Pastor Aubrey, he is seeking the Lord for certain things. He has, we have to keep him in prayer because he has some project that is going on, and he is not that he is unable, but he is taking some time to seek the Lord. As we know, he is going away on a prayer retreat with the elders today. So I will ask that we keep him and the elders in prayer. So I'd like to go straight into prayer this morning as we start. Father, I come to you in all the name, in the name of Jesus Christ, thanking you for this opportunity one more time to be able to come to you, Lord. I thank you for this day that you have made. I thank you for every member, every person that is on this prayer line, every situation that is about to come before you, Lord. I thank you for blessing us, for watching over us, for protecting us, for providing for every need. I thank you for your peace, Lord, that could only come from you. And as we continue on this prayer line, may your presence be with us throughout and even after. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, the topic for today, I would like to touch on peace that passeth all understanding. And we know that everywhere around us in the world that peace is being sought in nations, in countries, and even right here around us, everyone is seeking peace. But we the believers know that peace only comes from our Heavenly Father. The peace that passeth all understanding only comes from our Heavenly Father. And as the scripture said, peace is a product of the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:22 say, it only comes from when we focus on the Prince of Peace, which is Jesus Christ. Psalm 91, verse 1 say, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Isaiah 26, 3 said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. So we know that, we the people of God know that peace could only come from him. And this morning I'd like us to focus on how we could find that peace. Excuse me. I would like to welcome everyone again, and we know that at this half an hour, if you have any prayer requests, any praise report, any word of encouragement, you are welcome to come online and share it with us. So right now the line is open. If you have a prayer request, if you have a burden in your heart that you would like us to take it to the Lord in prayer, this is the opportunity to do so. Okay. Well, then I would like to... Am I hearing someone? Okay, and I would like to lift up first. I would like to lift up our pastor and our first lady and the elders that are preparing to leave on that prayer retreat this morning, that God will give them the vision or the peace, the understanding, that he will show himself mighty and show himself strong as they go to seek him. Heavenly Father, I come to you this morning in no other name but the name of Jesus. Lifting up Pastor Aubrey Gregory, lifting up Sister Elizabeth Gregory, and the elders that are seeking you, Lord, in this mission that they are leaving to go on. Father, I ask for traveling mercy. I ask that you will guide them, that you will protect them, that you will watch over them, that you will strengthen them where they are weak, Lord, that you would give them what they are searching for. And Lord, I know they are seeking wisdom from you. They are seeking, Lord, for a touch from you. They are seeking you, Lord, for fresh anointing. Father, and I ask as they go before you that you open up your heart, Lord, unto them, that you open their spiritual eyes even the more, you open their spiritual ears even the more. Father, you show them what you want them to do. You, Lord, give them the guidance that they need in this time. Give Pastor the guidance, Lord, that he needs in this time to guide your sheep, Lord. He is the shepherd that you have given unto us. And Father, I ask that you give him the knowledge, the understanding, and the wisdom to do your work in this time for your people. And I know that he would not forget to give you the honor. He would not forget to give you the praises. Father, we place everything concerning this retreat and concerning him and his life in your hand, knowing that you are in control and that all things belong to you. In Jesus' name I pray. And I say it is done. In his name, amen. Okay, is there anyone with a prayer request or a praise report, a testimony of God's love and of what God is doing in your life, in your family life, in your marriage? We've been praying for those who are unemployment. We've been praying and asking God to bless them with jobs. We've been praying for marriages. We've been praying for finance. And I know that God has answered some of these prayers, if not all. Hello? Am I hearing someone? Okay. Let me see. Am I being heard? Could someone say amen if they are hearing me?
Amen.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Well, then I would go into prayer again. I would like to pray for peace with everyone. I know that our everyday life, most of the time, we are overcome with inner conflicts, we are overcome with fear, overwhelming temptation, anxiety, nervousness, insomnia, and these things rob us of our peace. But as the scriptures say, if we need peace, we have to call on Jesus, who is the Prince of Peace. And as the scriptures say, be careful for nothing, in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to him. And this comes from Philippians 4:6. Matthew 6:31-33 also says, take no thought, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need, but seek ye first God and his righteousness, and all your needs shall be added unto you. So I am going to pray, or I will ask if someone would like to pray for peace, the peace that passes all understanding, for us on the prayer line, for the world, just for peace in general. Would anyone like to take up that prayer request? Hello? Hello?
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you.
Father, we come to you this morning.
Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. We lift your name on high this morning, God, because you are God all by yourself, and you alone, Father, are worthy of glory. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy of the praise. Oh, God, we know that there is nothing hidden from you. Yes, Lord God, because you are the all-knowing, all-seeing, almighty God, omnipotent, hallelujah, Jesus, omnipotent this morning, God. There is no power that is higher than yours, Lord God, today. And as we come to you, Lord God, yes, Lord God, seeking your face even on this day, we give you thanks for raising us up even on another day, Lord God, and giving us, oh God, a fresh supply of your grace and of your mercy. Yes, Lord God. And we know, Lord God, that on this day, that if it wasn't for your love for us, oh God, that we would not even be able to be here. Oh God, and if it wasn't for your peace this morning, Lord, oh God, in every situation where we turn, we need your peace, Father. As a world, oh God, there, in the world, Father, there is strife, there is war, there is famine, there is hopelessness. But God, today we know, Father, that peace comes only from you. So we pray today, Lord God, that those of us, oh God, that have the understanding, oh God, yes, Lord God, we'll be able to lift up our hearts and lift up our voices and call on your name, because you are the Prince of Peace. Lord, and we pray for those who don't know you, Lord God, that are seeking peace in all different ways, oh God, but they're not coming to you, Father, that their hearts and their minds would be transformed. Yes, Lord, they would come to know and understand. Yes, Lord God, their minds would be renewed in the name of Jesus, and that they will turn to you, who is the Prince of Peace, so and allow your love and your joy, yes, Lord God, overflow in them. And yes, Lord God, and allow you to save them, yes, Lord God, and rein them in by your Holy Spirit so that they can experience the true peace of God, which passeth all understanding, that comes only through you,
yes,
Jesus.
Father.
We thank you, Lord God, this morning that we have an understanding, Lord God, no matter what the situation, that we can turn to you, no matter what the storm, yes, Lord, that we can come to you,
Father.
Because
thank
you are the Lord of peace this morning. You are the Lord of every storm, Lord God Almighty. So we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for your peace. We thank you for your love. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord God. For giving us, oh God, a heart today to call on your name, to make ourselves humble before you, Lord God, and allow you to be Lord of our lives. Lord, thank you for your peace. And we pray for those,
yes,
oh God, that doesn't have the understanding and they just come to know you. Help us, Father God, who know. Oh, yes, Lord God, in the body of Christ, of this peace, Lord God, to be able to share it and tell others, yes, that they can find peace in you when they surrender their lives and give it over to you. Yes, Father God, you said peace like a river will attend to the soul. Lord God, we thank you today. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you for that prayer, for peace, the peace that passes all understanding. Again, I would like to offer this time to anyone who has a prayer request or a praise report or a testimony, a word of encouragement that would uplift someone on this line this morning.
Praise the Lord. As I'm already speaking, I would like to just say this prayer has been on my heart just over the weekend, and so I would like to just, I believe it's a prayer to encourage us, and it is also for us to realize that without God, we can do nothing, that we need him, and even though sometimes we are aware of this, when the storms of life, when different situations come at us in the human flesh, it could be that we sometimes forget. You know, we're so overwhelmed with what is going on that we could forget who the Almighty is and what his promises are towards us. It says, Lord, help me, prayer. We are not moved by what we see, hear, smell, touch, or taste. We are not moved by reason. We are only moved by your Spirit, Lord, and your word. And we know your voice, and we hear your voice. And we refuse to allow strangers, according to John 10:27. Our seed is mighty upon the earth, according to Psalms 112:2. Lord Jesus, I ask you to expand my territories, to fill me and increase me in the Holy Spirit, an anointing with power. I ask you to lead me in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. I bless you, praise you, worship you, and commit all that I am to you, Father, that your perfect will be done through me. And I'm saying this in the singular so that we can personalize this and make it, you know, that it's coming from your heart. So I ask that you help me to cease from my own labors and to do so by faith. I ask that you cause me to enter into your rest now, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. And I receive that because when I enter into your rest, Father, I enter into peace. I ask you to release your warring and ministering angels to minister and war on my behalf. I ask you to fill this, your temple, with as much of your Shekinah glory as possible. Help me, Lord, to bear every cross that I come, that you have prepared for me, and help those in my family, yes, Lord, to do the same. I ask that your Holy Spirit speak to my heart through your word. I ask you to take out of me, add to me, and do to me anything that you want. I ask, Lord, for your love and grace for others, and grace from you, Lord. I ask for help, that your love and grace in me flow and be administered to others by your Spirit in me, to manifest your presence in and through me. I ask to release all things into your hands and commit myself unto you, trusting you. I ask for your help, that you give me the word that you want me to give to others. Lord, forgive me and help me to follow your direction. I ask you, Lord, to send those that would receive the gift of salvation to me, that I may witness to them. Let them ask and receive, Father, from you. Heavenly Father, I ask that my mind, my will, my emotions do not deceive me in hearing your voice, and be still in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I ask that you shut any doors that need to be shut and open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and natural realm in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over those doorways and ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so that they cannot come back through those doorways ever again against me, against any of my family, against any of my relatives, and against any of my sisters and brothers in Christ, and that our houses, our lands, our properties, our vehicles, our workplaces, our schools, our finances, in Jesus' name, we ask, Lord God, that you cover us. Even all of us that is on this prayer line right now, listening live and streaming, cover us, Lord, with your precious blood, and let your will be done in us and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We thank you, Lord, Jennifer, for that prayer.
Lord.
And I hope that each and every one of us that is hearing her voice or that has heard her voice will take that prayer as a personal prayer for yourself and for your family, for your loved ones. In Jesus' name we pray. I would like to give some scriptures that would help us find peace, some scriptures pertaining to peace, as the theme for today is the peace that passeth all understanding. And we know that that is one of the things that we need as children of God, peace. And the peace that could only come from him, the peace that could bind demonic spirits and command them to flee in the name of Jesus. Someone saying something?
Yeah, the family is individually and collectively, from the youngest one to the oldest one. I thank you for them, and I ask you to watch over them.
It seems like somebody is praying, but they can't understand exactly what it is they're saying.
And I thank you. Watch over them.
Well, I don't know if it is
okay,
on your phone, on mute.
Hello?
Hello?
Is someone praying?
Thank you for our leaders this morning. Give them wisdom.
Yeah, someone's praying.
Somebody's praying.
But you can only hear them.
Give them wisdom.
If you are praying, could you just...
And everything. And then give them listening ears.
Okay, I think someone is praying.
Pray for the youngest, the youngest, the little one. And thank you, Lord, you're going to bring her home in another week. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And thank you for it. Thank you for it.
Hello?
I think that someone is praying, and I believe they're praying personally. But I would continue to give some scriptures referring to peace. Peace with God is Romans 5, 1 to 11, Ephesians 2, 14, John 14, 27, Isaiah 32:17, Isaiah 48:18, Romans 8:6. And these are some scriptures that can help us to find peace or help us to acknowledge that peace only comes from Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
If there's anyone that we have a few minutes again that has a prayer request or a prayer report, you are free to come online with your prayer request or prayer report now. Anyone with a burden or anyone that needs prayer for a circumstances or...
Hello?
Yes, am I hearing someone?
Yeah. I don't know. Do you hear me?
Yes, we are hearing you.
Okay.
You can speak a little louder.
Speak a little louder?
Yeah, we hear you.
We're hearing you.
Okay. I'm a person that really wants to believe in God. But I have so many doubts, and questions, you know. Have you ever come across that?
Yes, well, even as a child of God, we sometimes still have doubt or we still have fear, but that is where the word come in.
Mm-hmm.
And in order for you to find, as I was talking about peace this morning, that is where peace come in. In order for you to find peace and understanding and for you to eradicate of your fear and your doubt, we have to go in the word. But I would like to pray with you, or would someone like to pray with him that God will give you the peace, and that he would help you, that he will take away the doubt and take away the fear, and as you seek the Lord daily.
I feel that if I pray and my prayers come true, then I'm committing a sin of pride. Because I feel that why should my prayers be answered and not anybody else's?
Well, it's not that your prayer is being answered and not anybody else's. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, once you believe in him, that is the first step. You believe and you acknowledge that he is Lord and Savior of your life.
Yes, ma'am.
Everything else will be added unto you. His peace.
But there are people dying and, you know, have cancer and have diseases, and they pray to God every day, but they don't get better. And if I were to pray to God and that would be me expecting him to single me out and say that I am better than those people.
And that would be
pride, which is one of those sins.
That is why you have to read the word. The scripture says he's no respecter of person. He's no respecter of person. I'm going to pray with you. Would you like me to pray with you? Or would someone pray with him that God will give him the understanding that he is no respecter of person? He died on the cross for everyone. His love is for everyone. So when we pray, you believe that he will answer your prayer. And he does answer your prayer. You just have to trust him and have faith in him. So I'm going to pray with you this morning that God will give you the understanding. Father, I lift up this brother to you in your name, Jesus, asking you, Lord, to continue giving him the faith, just the faith that he came on the prayer line, Lord, to seek your faith. Father, I ask that you bless him, that if he doesn't know you, Lord, that you give him salvation, and that you will give him the desire to seek you more, Lord. Give him the desire to want to know more about you. Give him the desire to want to understand you, Lord. Give him the desire to get into your word, Lord, and he will find peace, the peace that only cometh from you. He's seeking you, Lord, and I ask that you open his heart to seek you even the more, and that with your understanding and peace that only comes from you, that he would find you, Lord, find the knowledge of you, find the knowledge of your love, and to understand that you died for him and for everyone else, and that your love is for each and every one of us. No matter what, Lord, as long as we seek you, you promised us that we would find you. I lift him up, Lord, and I ask that you anoint him. I ask that you bless him. I ask that you provide for his every need. Draw him closer to you, Lord. That is our prayer for him this morning. May you bless him as he go forth in Jesus' name.
Church?
Are you still there?
Yes.
Would you like to give us your name so that we could continue to pray for you?
Aaron.
Aaron? Praise the Lord.
Okay, Aaron, I will continue praying for you. And I want to give you some scriptures that will help you to understand that God is no respecter of person.
He is God.
He is God all by himself, and he loves us. The first step you took is that you believe in him. And once you believe in him and you trust him, you have a pen and a paper?
No.
If you could get a pen and a paper, I'll give you some scriptures.
Do you read the Word of God? Do you read the Bible, sir?
I have read the Bible 4 or 5 times straight through.
Okay.
Have you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior?
Yes, when I was younger.
But I would like to would you like to say the salvation prayer with me?
With you.
I don't know what that is.
Okay.
It's a prayer that once you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, you accept him in your heart, and you accept him to come into your life. I would like to say that prayer with you before we get off the line.
Okay.
So, Jennifer, you want to say the prayer with him?
Okay, I can't repeat it, but I'll listen.
Okay, so, well, Jennifer, you want to pray this?
Well, the thing about this, when you speak, you bring it to life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can repeat it, that is when the power of the Lord would enter into your life. It's good that you could listen, but if you truly want to accept him,
what if I just think it?
If you just what?
Say it in my head.
There is a certain power that when you speak the word, of the power in the spoken word. You know, in the Bible says, in the beginning, God created heaven, and he said, let there be light. He spoke it. He could have just taught it, but there is a power when you speak, you know. So we are just encouraging you. If you could just speak the word.
Okay.
Good morning, Erin. How are you?
I'm as good as can be, I guess.
Okay. You sound like someone that's thirsty and hungry. I'm Pastor Aubrey Gregory. I'm the leader of this prayer cast, and Christine is setting in for me. How are you today? I'm glad you called, and we want very much to be an assistance to you, to serve you. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been listening to the prayer cast. I'm not on today officially, but I came on just because of you. But I've been listening to the prayer cast. What state do you live in?
I live in Massachusetts.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. I've been there at least once, and it's a wonderful place. I hear your heart, because I've been listening, and what you're hungering for is relatively simple. There is a God. And I would even correct that statement that I just made. He is the only God. Can you believe that?
I don't mean to laugh, but there are so many gods throughout the world. And you know, I don't mean to sound facetious, but what if it's the wrong God?
Okay.
What if another God is the right God?
Okay. Mm-hmm. May I ask this question? Would you serve the right God?
Excuse me?
Would you serve the right God, whoever you identify as
yes.
the right God? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you spend money?
Yeah, of course.
Do you know that they're counterfeit bills?
Yeah.
Money? Okay, yeah. Does that stop you from spending money?
But you're talking about a piece of paper,
money.
And mm-hmm. yeah, money, and a God that's omnipotent.
No.
You're trying to compare a piece of paper with God.
No, no. One of the things that you would have need to have the capacity to do is to listen carefully.
Okay.
Now, I'm not speaking of simply, I'm making an analogy. You put your faith and trust in something, don't you?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
The scripture said that to every man is given a measure of faith. And where does that come from? That comes from the God that you are searching for. Did you know that? That faith,
yes,
to believe, comes from the God that you are searching for and hungering for. There's a cry in your soul that's crying out for the God that created you.
Okay.
Can you follow that?
Yes.
Okay. And that is why you're on this prayer cast today. It's not an accident. It's a divine appointment. How long have you been seeking God?
My whole life.
Okay. Well, you don't have to search anymore. We know Him because He knows us. And what it required of us was that we had to humble ourselves. Do you know what humbling oneself means?
Yes.
Okay, if you're aware of that, then that's what He requires of us. The world teaches us to rationalize, to analyze, and you're caught up in just that activity. But He calls for faith. Just trust what He says and believe. That's it. It's so childlike that you as an adult and I as an adult, we think that's stupid. Because we're so sophisticated, if you will. But He says, if you come as a little child, a child just believes. They don't question. They don't analyze. They don't verify. They just believe. You think you have you can do that?
To be honest, I don't know.
Okay. Well, that's a good place to be. You don't know. So you're saying then that you need the help of God. You're saying that you're unable to. You feel a sense of foreboding, a sense of weakness. That's what you're admitting to. And that's a good place to be, because it's called humility. Okay?
Okay.
So listen, Aaron. Here's what we'll do. I'm here for you. Not on the opposite side. For you. Okay, God is for you. And if you can grasp that, then it would be possible for you then to say, well, you know, okay, I surrender, Lord. I surrender. Because listen, whether or not you believe doesn't change anything. You see what I'm saying? The Word of God is the Word of God. It doesn't change. It doesn't make it less factual than it is. You're the one that have to submit to what the Word of God says. Because if you believe in your heart, confess with your mouth, you will be saved. That's the Word of God. That's a statement. It's a legal language. And so it doesn't have anything to do with whether you believe that you should stop at a red light or not. It says that you stop at a red light and you go on the green and you obey that routine. Well, it's the same way with God. It's even more so. Because he created you. You follow me? He loves you as well.
Yes.
You see? So I would like to pray with you on this issue, because I hear a hunger coming from you for a real encounter with God.
Yeah.
Are you ready for that?
Yes.
Okay. Let's pray then.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Father, we thank you for Aaron. We thank you for this moment that you've designed and orchestrated, created as a divine encounter with you in your throne. Because Christ is Lord over all. And you've designed that our brother would come home to the Lord. Finally.
Yes.
We thank you, Father, for calling his heart, for continuing to knock on the door of his spirit and his mind in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, bring clarity for Aaron right now.
Yes.
Have him experience a personal and divine encounter with you. Not someone else's experience, but his own, that he can own and he can testify of. In the name of Jesus, bless him in a mighty way right now. Touch his heart. He's hungry. He's thirsty. And you said in your word, you promised that those that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. Fill Aaron right now. In the name of Jesus. You know his heart. You know its index and its condition. Right now. Speak to him personally. Cause him to know what he did not know before. Cause him to sense and feel what he did not feel before. In the name of Jesus. Let heaven right now. We thank you for this, brother. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen and amen. Aaron, the word of God says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Okay. I believe that you believe in your heart. Would you confess with your mouth? Say, I would like you. I believe it would affirm in your own spirit that you are now committed to Christ Jesus. If you would say, I want him in my life for the rest of my life. Can you say that?
Yes.
Well,
I
want you say
him in my life for the rest of my life.
Amen. Well, you believe that, and that is so. That is so. No devil in hell, no one can stop that.
Amen.
Because you've said it with your mouth. You said it, Aaron.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.